The voices you trust to help you understand what's happening.
Ebong Udama.
Janice Roman.
Sabrina Garone.
Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
And the voices that keep you company throughout the week.
I'm Emily Boyer. So glad to be with you today.
Hi, I'm Walt Graham.
Hey there, good evening. I'm Laura Enrico. How are you doing? I hope you've had a good day.
Real people, trusted voices, serving a community we're proud to be a part of. WSHU, news you trust, music you love.
This is WSHU's After All Things with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Opponents of Connecticut's affordable housing law plan to challenge a proposed enhancement. Potholes are a big problem on Route 25 in Suffolk. The state of Connecticut will not help fund a Bridgeport soccer stadium. Plus, you can try this unique Olympic sport right here in our region. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. Opponents of Connecticut's controversial new affordable housing law are planning to challenge a proposed enhancement to the law at the state capitol this week. WSHU's Ebong Udama has more.
The proposed bill would allow developers to build townhouses in single-family zones with municipal sewer and water. It would cap lot sizes, limit setbacks, and ban limits on house sizes. Proponents say it would alleviate the state's affordable housing shortage. Opponents, including the group CT 169 Strong, say it's a further state takeover of local zoning to force density development statewide. They say the state lacks the infrastructure to support such density. The group is organizing its members to speak out against the bill at the Housing Committee public hearing on Tuesday. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Route 25 in Suffolk County desperately needs pothole repairs, according to officials and drivers who say the road is dangerous. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
The State Transportation Department had planned on repairing the state route, also known as Middle Country Road, by 2028. Now, DOT says they'll look to expedite that timeline. The change comes at the urging of elected officials and first responders who say dangerous potholes can cause accidents and slow down emergency response vehicles. Drivers can report potholes on state roads by calling 800-768-4653 so that teams can apply a temporary patch. Middle Country Road is among the most dangerous in New York State, according to insurance comparison websites like iSelect. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
The Lamont administration says it won't help fund a planned and long-delayed soccer stadium in Bridgeport. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Governor Ned Lamont's economic director says the state has had bad experiences on spending for sports in the recent past, including an effort to retain the Connecticut Sun NBA team and the Bridgeport Islanders hockey team. Both teams look likely to leave Connecticut, despite the state putting down tens of millions for stadium upgrades. Owners announced plans for CT United, the state's first professional soccer team, in 2023. Their first game is set for March 1st. They'll play home games at various venues around the state this season. Owners have been seeking more than $100 million from the state. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Curling has a surprisingly rich past, and we'll explore how the sport got its start coming up.
Hi, I'm music host Laura Enrico, and I'd love for you to travel with me to Iceland. This October, we'll explore black sand beaches, powerful waterfalls, and quiet, wide-open landscapes that feel a world away. We'll soak in the Blue Lagoon, wander Reykjavik, and on clear nights, watch for the northern lights dancing overhead. We'll be there October 2nd through 8th. You can find all the details at WSHU.org.
A Connecticut judge dismissed charges against three current and former New Haven police officers accused of mistreating Randy Cox after he was paralyzed in a police van in 2022. The officers were allowed into a probationary program that could erase the cases, with the judge saying the conduct was not malicious. A Suffolk County jury found former Bayshore teacher Thomas Bernagazzi guilty on 5 of 7 counts in a child sex abuse case, including sexual conduct against a child and possession of a sexual performance by a child. A judge certified him as a sex offender. His attorney denied the allegations and said the case was financially motivated. Branford, Connecticut's school district says its bus fleet will be entirely electric next school year. That make it the largest district in the Northeast to use all electric buses, according to the bus company. Branford bought 21 electric buses in 2024 under Biden-era clean energy grants. New York's DMV is increasing points for several serious driving violations beginning today, with some offenses rising from 0 to as many as 11 points. AAA Northeast says the change could make suspensions more likely after a single incident, though an insurance expert told News 12 DMV points don't directly set insurance rates. In the small town of Norfolk, Connecticut, curling is much more than an Olympic sport. WSHU's Ebong Udama spoke with Dave Altamari of the Connecticut Mirror, who's done in-depth reporting on this. Their conversation is part of the collaborative podcast, Long Story Short.
Hello, Dave. What prompted you to investigate this story, considering Norfolk is a really small town off the beaten path in the northwestern corner of the state? And why curling?
Hi, Ebong. How you doing? It's actually known as the icebox of Connecticut with good reason. It always seems to be colder there than anywhere else. Since it's the Winter Olympics, we wanted to try to, you know, find some things that would relate to Connecticut. And the Norfolk Curling Club is actually celebrating its 70th anniversary this year. And curling has kind of become like this quirky little popular sport on TV that people like to watch. And as it turns out, the day I was there, the U.S. Mixed doubles team played for the gold medal and lost literally by 1 point on the last end.
Wow. You know, it's one of those things that it's only every 4 years you even think about it. But here is a place where they actually have a tradition of curling that's gone back decades. Could you just tell us a little bit about the Norfolk Curling Club?
Sure. It was actually formed in 1956, and they had a terrible fire there in 2011. It was an arson fire. It burned down the original building, literally left the club in ashes. The fire was so strong that it actually destroyed all of their curling stones. The curling stones weigh 42 pounds, and they're made of granite that comes from this one island off the coast of Ireland. So, and they're not cheap.
Yeah, I thought that was quite fascinating.
$600 or so for just to get one of them.
Yeah.
So,
and they're only from that one spot in the world.
There's actually another smaller place in Wales, I believe, but most of the, so if people are watching the Olympics, those stones come from this island off the coast of Ireland. It's called Isle of Craig.
Wow. Interesting. And you said they're quite expensive. So when they had the arson fire, they lost all their stones.
Everything. The clubhouse burned down. They lost all their stones. It took them 2 years to rebuild, almost $2 million to rebuild. And they were, at the time, they were like 50 to 60 members. Now they're up to about 115. It's a beautiful club. They have two, they call it sheets of ice. A curling sheet's about 125 feet long, and they have two of them there. So on just the night I was there, there was a league, you know, two matches going on. This is their busy time. This is their big time, right? The Olympics. They have about over 100 people signed up to take learning to curl classes over the next few weeks. So this is the one time when they're in the spotlight.
Another fascinating aspect of this is the age difference. You had an 18-year-old there that day, and you had an 87-year-old.
Aptly known named Ted Stone. He's 87. He's been playing since 1961, which I have to say is longer than I've been alive. and he still plays Tuesdays and Sundays. This particular night, one of the other people there was the 18-year-old daughter, Sam, of the club's ice technician. So he actually wasn't playing. He sat with me and was giving her pointers while she was playing. And it takes him about an hour to get the ice ready to play. They scrape it, and they have this system they call pebbling, where they spray hot water over the entire surface, and it kind of like beads up so that when they throw the stones, it kind of makes them glide on the faster on the ice. It's a fascinating process to watch. It may look easy on TV, but it's pretty hard to, you gotta remember you're on ice and it's hard to keep your balance. They make it look pretty easy on TV, but I gotta tell you, this was the second time I've done it and I was flopping all over the place trying to throw some stones.
And it's quite cold.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So because you say that everyone was dressed pretty warm.
Yeah, it's about 40 degrees because it's, you have to keep the ice. It's a beautiful facility now. So the original, they used to keep the ice cold using a compressor from an old ice cream shop in Torrington. And now they have all the state-of-the-art equipment, generators and stuff that, it's basically like a hockey rink.
Now, this is just one of two that we have in Connecticut.
Yes, there's also the Nutmeg Curling Club, which is based out of Darien. They've been around for not quite as long as the Norfolk Club. The interesting thing about the Norfolk Club is you have a lot of people who've been, either they or their families have been involved since 1956. And then you have like the current president, Pete, he actually joined during COVID. He was driving up to Norfolk to go for a hike on the Appalachian Trail, because you can get on the Appalachian Trail up there, and decided to stop by to check it out, and basically literally signed up that day. And now 5 years later, he's the president this year.
Wow. And you also say that there's a whole group of folks that come across the state line to curl.
Yes, there's a group of about 10 or 12 from Lenox, Mass. And they actually went to the club in 2011 for a 50th birthday party. They liked it so much, they wanted to join, and then the fire happened. So that they were delayed for a couple of years before they could join the club, but now there's about 10 of them from Lenox. And the night I was there, there were four or five of them there. It's a little over an hour or so for them to get there. They come from all over. I mean, Norfolk's not easy to get to, but they come from all over the area to play. And it's a pretty steady group of people that do show up and play. A lot of camaraderie.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dave. Thanks for doing this.
Okay, Yvonne.
Dave Altamari is an investigative reporter with the Connecticut Mirror. Long Story Short comes from WSHU Public Radio and the Connecticut Mirror. Subscribe to the podcast to hear more from Dave about how curling is more than an Olympic sport in the small town of Norfolk, Connecticut. Available wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ebong Udama.
For the latest news from around Long Island Sound, listen on the radio, online at WSHU.org, or with the free WSHU app. You can stream all your favorite shows there, check out playlists, and catch up on podcasts anytime. Plus, you can even send us feedback right in the app. Tell us what you love or what you'd like to see more of. Download the WSHU app free today on the App Store or Google Play. I'm Sabrina Garone. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk tomorrow.